Simen Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud Zayin. If you have a chayla that's not full of mishka from his chayli, that means he's sick in bed, but there's no sakana that he's going to die, or even if he's not enough of the mishkov, but his sickness and tsar is enough that it affects his whole body, he can't function. So it's the same thing as if he's not of the mishkov. So the Mechaber says, even though a yid cannot do malacha for him, but you could tell a guy to do malacha for him for refuah. Sai something like the iser of doing refuah on Shabbos, gabi shchikas amadim, sai to do malachas, you could do amir la'akam. Mishnah Berurah explained to talking about something that has to be done on Shabbos. You could wait until the Shabbos, avadi you wait. But if something has to be done on Shabbos, you could do it on Shabbos. Shmir also reminds us if there's any sakana, then we do everything right away. We're talking about there's no sakana over here, no sakana smavas, so you can do amir la'akum if it's something that's needed on Shabbos. Now, what about Yid doing malacha Shabbos? So the Raisa for Sharnat. What about Yid doing Issa Drabbanim for this chayla? So the Shulchan Aruch brings four shittas in the Rishonim. The first shita is that a Yid could do a Shvus Drabbanim for any chayla that's not for Mishkov, any chayla she'en b'sakana, that's not Klishko Gufay, because the Mishnah explains the shita Chazar and Agrizer Shvus Mokum Chayli. Second shita holds that there's differentiation. If this sakana's aver, there's a part of the person's body that's at risk, and not an aver that neshama tliyah by, because then, Shmur explains then, it's pikuach nefesh. But there's sakana of a random aver, so then you can do the rabbanans. But there's no sakana's aver, you cannot do the rabbanans, although Shmur says if you're stuck, you can do it with the shinui. The third shita holds that sakana's aver, you can do the rabbanans. If there's no sakana's aver, just random that he's sick in bed, nafal mishkov, nach shagufay, then you can do the rabbanans, lachatkilu with the shinui. And you don't have to run around and look for a guy. The fourth shita holds, even within the rabbanans, even by sakanas ever, anything that's similar to malach deraisa, which the Brewer says, let's say, to paint the person's eyes, and this has to be done, and in the case there's no sakana, that's similar to kesev, that the shita would not allow. The ma'is, the machabes, is the ikka shita, is the third shita, and the Brewer says, the achrenim gog, there's also taz, magnavram, the gro, and ikka is the third shita, that the sakanas ever, you could do a drabban directly. But there's no drabbanan, if there's no sakanas ever, it's just chayli kol aguf, not for the mishkov, then you can only do drabbanans ayde shinai. Then the Rav brings that you're allowed to tell a guy on Shabbos to cook for a cotton with nothing to eat, kastam tzarech a cotton, kachalish imbe sakana. So, Shmur explains that let's say you have a case where he only wants it in a certain way, so you do whatever you have to do in order to make it such that the tinek will eat. Now, Chayon talks about it also. And says even when Yid has to be involved in the Shalaf Sakana, you work out in a way that you should only be doing Issa D'Rabbanan. Now the question is, what type of cotton has a status of Stam Tzach HaKon G'chol She'im B'Sakana Dami? So, it doesn't say an exact age. Many contemporary persons can give various ages. The truth is the reason why their Muslims say and the Rishayim don't say an age is that it probably depends on the case. It depends on the strength of the child and depends on what exactly he needs. Some Tzrachim of a cotton are only tzrachim for a very young child, for a baby or a toddler. Some tzrachim l'kan needs of a cotton, even a larger child will need, as long as they're not an adult, as long as still a kid. So really, it depends on the circumstances. Now the Mal says that anything that's usher for a yid to do, even the chayil himself cannot do. The fact that he's the chayil himself does not make it better. Anything that yid could do, any yid could do it for him. Also, the Rav says that if a guy is doing it, the chayil can help him out a little bit, because m'siyei ein b'mamash. He has to lean over a little bit to help him be kaychol the ayin, or open and close his eye, whichever way he needs. That'll be fine. And the Mishmur says, Mashi Yimei Malach HaDarayis, I'm saying, I'm a mamish. However, Mishmur also says that many Achrenim, the whole Machalik Tichrenim about this, I'm saying, I'm a mamish. This is a Lach that says, Nirmah, we pass them, I'm saying, I'm a mamish. If you can bend over, whatever you have to do to help out the guy who's doing it, in the case of Amir Akam's Mutter. Sif Yod Ches, the Mechaber says that someone's Makas Dam, bloodling, they had the old days, and it gets cold. You can light a fire for him to warm up, even in the middle of the summer when it seems to be warm outside. If this person's cold, light a fire for him. Mishnah Berurah says, Sakana, and even if you could do it, in any other case, Sakana, if the person's cold, Chalish Sakana, if he's cold, you light a fire to warm up, you light a whole bonfire, Kastam Chela, it's Sakana for him if he gets cold. And Mishnah Berurah says, but you get a guy to do it, of course he's a guy. Sif Yod Ches, the Mechaber is a Chalish Aimber Sakana, Ki Ibish Lakam. Even though he's a Chalish Aimber Sakana, he's no Sakana, and therefore, he's not allowed to eat things in general that are asur midrabbanan to eat, like it says in Sinekuftan Hey. Bishlakim, since that is sur machmas atzbe, the food's not asur mitzah itself, it's only because the guy cooked for him, therefore it's markal nachol she'ein b'sakana k'i b'shul yakim. The reason why you have this case is because it's on Shabbos, he can't cook for a chol she'ein b'sakana. If the guy could cook for him, or a guy did cook, he could eat b'shul yakim. And the chalik make a bracha, he's eating b'heter. What's left over with the Shabbos, also even for the chol to eat, because then you can have a yid cook for him. And the kelim b'shalakim, you have to kashin them. Even klicheres, this is markal. You could do a gola three times, and even klicheres could be kashin. But yeah, but if you cooked in this pot, the b'shalakim was made in it without a gola. There's resemach a bit of roiv. If there's roiv in the new food, you have a bit of roiv. Versus sarim mekel, they only have a kelim b'shalakim. So you know, you're not semach on that. Over here, where it was cooked for a chayla on Shabbos, it's markal because it's really done beheter. Someone semach on this place can lehifset, not in the world, if you don't kashin the kelim, since the b'shalakim over here was done beheter.